morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, it's been a lot going on this week.
It's been a very busy Not News Week. It's kind of exciting. There's a lot to talk about.
All right. What are we starting off with?
We're going to start off with Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, I love Dooju.
The spawn of Donald Trump is making headlines this week. He put a Facebook post up from the official Trump campaign saying that if I had a bowl of Skittles and I told you just three will kill you, would you take a handful? That's our Syrian refugee problem.
Deep thoughts indeed.
Let's just pause to take that in. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
This naturally went on fire across social media and started making headlines. The best thing about this, of course, it's not news. It's nonsense. It's rubbish. It's meant to provoke. It doesn't even make sense when you think about it.
It does not.
Skittles aren't going to kill you. And Skittles put out a fantastic statement in response to it, saying, Skittles are candy, refugees are people. And for once, the company gets it right.
The company did a very good job of that. I believe they even addended that with, we will not comment any further as it could be construed as marketing.
I know, good on them.
Oh, wow.
Let's all buy Skittles.
Don't even like Skittles, buying a packet anyway.
Like, even statistically, it just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Fundamentally, this guy is 100% Trump's spawn. He is carrying on the family legacy of making headlines over absolutely nothing. Even the guy who took the photo of the bowl of Skittles originally has weighed in on this. He is actually a former refugee.
I know.
And he is not okay with the photo being used by Donald Trump Jr. in this way.
Perfect stuff.
I know. I didn't even know that Donald Trump had kids that he named after himself. I'm a little bit behind on the Trump thing because I gloss over anytime I see a headline with Trump in it. But now I'm doing Not News. I'm getting a little bit more into the Trump family tree. Not only is there a Donald Trump Jr., but Donald Trump Jr. has a son called Donald Trump III.
Is he called Trip by his friends?
I hope so. I expect great things from this kid. If he does not end up as some sort of, like, Twitter god of inflammatory tweets in 20 years' time, I mean, he's letting the legacy down.
I think it's easy to gloss over Donald Trump's children because he does.
Yeah, that's true. He's got a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a big family
tree.
You
only ever see about three of them at any given time.
So next, I'm going to move on to possibly the biggest piece of Not News that has ever happened in the world, ever. You know what I'm talking about.
I do already, and it's great.
Brangelina is no more. Years from now, we're all going to be asking each other, where were you when Brangelina ended?
Are we?
Well, where were you?
Well, here. I don't know. I think I just heard about it randomly on Twitter.
Oh, well, I know very well where I was. I was patting my dog and reading the Twitter headlines at the same time. Because I'm multitasking like that. Look, it's ended. They're a couple for 11 years. We've talked about celebrity breakups before on Not News, but this is actually making headline news. People are taking this very personally.
Very personally.
And they're getting very upset. People are saying that, you know, true love doesn't exist because Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are divorcing. People are getting very upset. And you know what? It reminds me of some very wise words.
Very wise
somebody
words.
Somebody once taught me.
So no one told you that was gonna be this way. I can't believe you made me play that. But yes, of course, the Friends theme, isn't it? Something for everyone.
It is just a mess. I mean, people are saying that Jennifer Aniston will be very happy right now because, of course, Brad Pitt divorced her.
Jennifer Aniston has got better things to do with her life.
This was 11 years ago. She's got her own career. I think she's doing fine.
I'm unaware of what it is, but I do know that she has her own career.
Friends reunions.
Sure.
Yeah, she's busy.
Poor old thing. Look, I got to say, big shout out to the guys on the project last night for pretending to be ironic about Brangelina when you guys were still reporting on it. You know it.
look at yourselves in the mirror. You know you were reporting on it.
Maybe deep down, everyone does really care about this. I don't know. Because I'm a bit iffy on it. I know it's really easy to be like, oh, who cares? It's just a celebrity couple. I'm not that into them. I'm not that big of fans. But, I mean, it was actually headline news. People are reading. People have a lot invested personally in this. And I think that's why everyone's kind of... I don't know.
I would take it this way. They built so much of their fame and money on being that couple for a long time. This is a little like a company shutting down.
That's true.
And that is news.
Yeah.
If Apple shut down today, that would be news.
That's true.
So maybe Brett... No, it's not. Okay. I don't even know where I'm going with that.
Twisting the segment around.
Yeah, no, sorry. No, it's definitely not news.
No, we're really overanalyzing.
I hope both of them are okay, and I hope the kids are fine. There we go.
I think they're all just going to be sitting on their piles of money. They're good. I'm not worried. And it does bring me to something I think that we really should be talking about. I want to talk about the welfare changes that are being introduced this week. They were announced by the Minister for Social Services earlier in the week. Basically, he's saying that we are spending way too much money on welfare and it has to change. Now, I agree that our welfare system has to change because anyone who has done the Centrelink dance knows that it's a total mess and it needs to be fixed.
Oh, yes.
But if you're going into this because your line of reasoning is you're spending too much money, I'm not looking forward to this at all. We need to talk about this. Something is going wrong.
Something is going very, very wrong. And as someone who has spent time on welfare, both as an Austudy student and then unemployed afterwards for a short period of time,
ooh,
it's not fun.
It's not. This is big. And I think the target of this new program is they want to cancel out welfare dependency. And in their view, the biggest people who are dependent, groups of people who are dependent on welfare are young single parents, students, and carers. Now, I want to talk about carers.
Please.
Because carers are the unsung heroes. We can talk about Brangelina all we want. There are carers, especially young carers, caring for like their parents or close family members, who are doing this work largely for free, if not on a pittance from the government, being told that they're welfare bludgers.
It's pretty horrific.
It's so upsetting. Anyone at any time in their life can find themselves as a carer. And for the government to turn around and be like, we can no longer afford to support you, I think we can.
I think we can too. And I think it's just indicative of how terrible our entire support network is that carers have to be unpaid and it's regarded as a welfare situation anyway.
It's upsetting.
It is very upsetting and a lot more important than either Skittles or Brangelina. Shane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you.